Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How can we know the will of God? How can we find it out? Ephesians 5 and 17. Read it out loud with me. Ephesians 5, 17. What does it say? Wherefore, be you not unwise, but what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Are you supposed to find out and understand what the will of the Lord is? Or is it okay to be ignorant about it and go, well, we just don't know. We don't know. It's a mystery. And most things you just never will know. Well, where's the verse that says that? We got a verse here that says we're supposed to find out. Listen to the Amplified. It says, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? What is the will of God? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And he is the Word made flesh that dwelt among us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many believe that this Bible that we have, the written Word, is a manifestation of the living Word? And that the Spirit of God expressed the will of the Father God through these words, through Jesus, through the words that are recorded about him. Can you find the will of God in the Bible? If you can't, where are you going to find it? Now, I know this sounds simplistic, but I'm telling you, people have all kind of things they go to find the will of God except the Bible. What is our final authority? What? I've had people say, well, now, I just believe this is what I think. That doesn't matter. Well, I got just as much right to what I believe as what you do. No, you don't. Nor do I. Well, everybody's free to believe what they want to believe. And if that's what I believe, that's what I believe. If you are a Christian, I said, if you are a Christian, we've already been told what to believe. And it's not okay for you to say, well, this is what I believe about it. Based on what scripture? On what word?
Right.
How do we find the will of God? The Word of God. And that's another way of saying Jesus. The Word of God reveals to us the will of God. Jesus said, I didn't come of myself, but he sent me. He said, I don't speak of myself. What does that mean? Everything you ever saw Jesus do or heard him say was a direct revelation of the unchanging will of God for all men for all time. So when we read that this man full of leprosy comes and says, Lord, I know you can do it if you will. And Jesus replies and reaches out and puts his hand on his sick body and says, I will. Does it mean anything to us? The Bible said that if everything Jesus said and did was recorded, not even the world itself could contain all the books that should be written. We have a very, very, very small amount of what he said and did recorded. And this amount was hand-picked by God the Father, by the Holy Spirit, and manifested through his men. And he penned this. Why? Because this word is a historical, accurate account, but it is much, much more than history. It is God speaking to all mankind, revealing the will of God for everybody, for all time. If that had just been for that man, it wouldn't be in the Bible. where you and I could read it and believe it today. The fact that it's there and it's written and recorded numerous places, how are we supposed to take it? That if he said, I will, that's not just I will to that man on that day. That is the unchanging will of God for all men, for all time. When he said, I will to him and had it recorded in here, it's an I will to you. Amen. And to me. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Then why do we still have millions of people begging God to heal them if it would be his will? Because that's not good enough for them. They want something else. Well, how would you know it was God's will? Well, when I'm healed. Oh, you mean when you see it? You'll believe it. Yeah. It'd be too late to believe it. It'd be too late for faith. If you have to see it before you're going to believe it's his will, then you are refusing to have any faith. Faith believes it when it does not look like it's even possible. Just simply because he said it. God's will to heal. What is it? Let me read that to you again. Go back to it. Luke. Our text. Luke 5. The man said, if you will, you can. I know you can. Jesus said, I will. Listen to the living. It said, the man said, sir, if you only will, you can clear me of every trace of my disease. Jesus reached out and touched the man and said, of course I will. Be healed. And the leprosy left him instantly. Of course I will. Be healed. Well, think about it. A man, a woman that comes sincerely before the Lord and says, Lord, I've messed up. I'm so sorry. I've sinned against you. But please, would you save me? Would you save me? What does he say? Yeah. Of course I. That's why I went to the cross. Yeah. Well, what about a man or woman that needs deliverance from habits and problems? What's he going to say? Yeah. Of course I will. What about somebody that's oppressed in their mind? Well, that's why he bore the chastisement of your peace. Of course I will. Did he take your infirmities?
Yes.
Did he bear your sicknesses?
Yes.
Did he carry your pains?
Yes.
Is it as written by his stripes, his wounds, we're healed?
Yes.
Well, then of course he will.
Yes.
Of course.
Thank you, Lord.
He will.
Thank you, Lord.
Of course. Somebody say it out loud. Of course.
Of course.
Of course. He will. I mean, think about it. You're standing looking at Jesus being nailed to the cross and raised up and he's bleeding and you look up and you go, is it your will for me to be saved? I just don't know, Lord. Why is he there? What's going on? If it wasn't, all he had to do for us to be lost was nothing. And we'd all been lost. Why is he there? Well, he's tied to the whipping post. He's being scourged. And you look at him and go, is it your will for me to be healed? Why is he there? What's going on? Somebody say, of course.
Of course.
Of course I will.
Of course I will.
Of course I will. I like that, don't you?
Yes.
Of course I will. It's men's confusion. It's the enemy trying to confuse people through ministers, through preachers, through people writing books that has confused it and muddled the issues through the years and through the centuries. Because if you read this gospel without your religious colored glasses on, you'll see that everybody that ever came to Jesus to be healed left healed. Every one of them. There were no unlucky ones. There was no one that God was working something out in their life and told them they had to wait or it wasn't time or it's not there. These are familiar phrases, but they're not in the Bible. They're men's fabrications trying to explain why things didn't happen. And it's proud men and women's explanations trying to get all responsibility off of themselves for anything. It's mighty convenient. Problem is, people stay sick. And they die young and prematurely. And people talk about it was the will of God and God needed another angel in the choir and he took them and we don't know why. And it's not true. None of it's true. None of it's true. Now, if they were saved, glory to God, they're in heaven. That's great. But you don't have to be robbed of years in this life of good service and bearing fruit. How many believe you have a healer? Huh? Say it out loud. I have a Savior. And I'm saved. I also have a healer. And I'm healed. It is His will to heal me. Glory to God. Thank you, Master. Let me give you three reasons why Christians are sick and stay sick, remain sick. These are Christians now, not non-Christians, Christians. Three reasons, three main reasons. Number one is what we're already talking about. Number one, millions of Christians don't know that it is His will for them to be healed. They still question it. They debate it. They don't know healing is bought and paid for, that it belongs to them just like forgiveness of sin. And if you don't know it, you're not going to claim it. And as long as you question His will on it, you cannot have faith. Brother F.F. Bosworth, author of the book Christ the Healer that we've used around here, he said, faith begins where the will of God is known. It's true concerning being born again. When you knew God loved you and you knew He had paid the price for you and you knew it was His will to save you, you got faith to come and be born again. Well, you got to know that God's power can heal you, and you got to know that it is His will for you to be healed, and the price has already been paid. Many, many do not know that, or if they've heard that, they didn't accept it. Secondly, what's been provided by grace must be received by faith. You got to receive it actively. You got to appropriate it with your faith. Just because somebody bought and paid for you a meal doesn't mean you're going to get full. Unless you go get it. Got to go get it. Got to go appropriate it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How to Find the Will of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002A. That's R2002A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.